And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely Sunday, and we also hope you can spend an hour with us tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're hoping for your participation out there. Feel free to give us a call. We have two different phone numbers. The first is 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. And as I said before, it turns out to be most of the time just about everything else. So give us a call now. Our lines are open. The sooner you call in, the sooner we will get you on. Sometimes we do get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but if you call, we will get you on as soon as possible. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So again, that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. So that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. We generally don't read them during the show, unless the phones go out. But they all get read, and it's always great to hear from our listeners. I have a little bit of old business having to do with that in a minute, but also want to remind you, if the signal is a little bit weak in your area, you can just go online and go to kalw.org, where a live stream is going on right now. Listen to the show that way. That is kalw.org. And, of course, the lovely and talented Debbie is here tonight, and she will do her usual fine job putting us up online, the podcast-wise. So that should be up very soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org, and later on iTunes and a lot of other places. So all that being said, we will start with the round of introductions and the round of questions. But I just want to say thank you to Mr. Larson, who reminded me of a question I asked last week, which was what state has the smallest Mormon population? And the answer I had was New Jersey, but I should have said per capita. And it was if you did do per capita, it was Rhode Island. But so that was my fault. He looked it up, and so if I'd said per capita, New Jersey would have been correct.
So those of us who were making book on this are out of luck, huh?
Yeah. Okay. And since Mr. Larson is a member of the Church of the Latter-day Saints, he has better knowledge of this stuff than I do. So, because they keep track of every single person in that church, I'm sure. All right. Well, thank you for that. And so, as I said, we're going to start with the round introductions. And here's the first. It was largely quiet trip. You probably mean a quiet trip. It was largely a quiet trip to the station today as Kira Pace's car refused to play anything but Beach a Boop Boop, no matter what song she requested. Is that right? Beach a Boop Boop?
Beach a Boop Boop, yes. Okay. There's an A in there. Make it look like I didn't write that A.
It was largely quiet.
It was a largely quiet.
Oh, you're right.
I know.
Sorry.
In any case, yes, my car kept playing Beach a Boop Boop, which was unfortunate because I did not ask for it and did not want to hear it.
What is Beach a Boop Boop when it's at home?
It's a Magnetic Fields B-side.
Okay,
no matter what I said, I'm like, first we take Manhattan, and then it would play Beach a Boop Boop, and I'd ask for You Think You're a Man, and it's Beach a Boop Boop.
You asked.
Yeah. I did.
Anyway, Joshua Cosman is so excited, he just can't hide it. He's about to lose control, and I think I like it. I think you were more excited until the Beach a Boop Boop stuff came around. I think that calmed you right down.
It could be. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is not leading in Iowa, but he has high hopes for the quiz program listener vote.
I think everybody's in the lead a different week, so we'll see what happens.
That's for sure.
And we will begin with Kira Pace.
All right. Sorry, I was writing some handouts for you. I'll give you that one. Yours is a little bit incomplete. There you go. All right, so the 14th edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica included several notable contributors. I'll give you the title of an encyclopedia entry from the Encyclopedia Britannica 14th edition. You tell me the name of its notable contributor. So the first one is Motion Pictures Direction. The second is Motion Pictures, a Universal Language. The third is motion pictures film production. The fourth is motion pictures makeup. The fifth is theater, directing and acting. The second is acting, directing and production. The seventh is deep sea diving. And the eighth is a collection of articles, including actinium, berkelium, curium, nobelium, plutonium, and 11 others.
So you want to know who the special contributor is for each
who
of these.
Who wrote these in
so
the
contributor contributing to the encyclopedia, but actually writing these particular –
Correct.
If not you, just making a contribution to this.
Do these people have to be alive?
No. In fact
– And when was the 14th?
I don't know that any of them
the
are.
The 11th I know is like early in the
– So 14th edition started in the late 1920s and it was used until 2002.
Okay.
So some of these articles were written later and I can even give you the years that they were written.
No, that's okay. We're just going – So I'm going to just say about actinium, berkelium, curium, and nobelium and so forth. If it isn't Sir Ernest Rutherford, I will be very disappointed.
I'm afraid I have to disappoint you. It's not Rutherford. I'll tell you, let's see, the four motion pictures, let's see, three of them, direction, a universal language, and makeup, they were all written in 1929. Film production was written in 1965. Theater was written in 29. Acting was written in 59. Deep sea diving in 1969. And all the chemical elements were written between 1950 and 1959.
Well, my first instinct is to ask if it's Lloyd Bridges for deep sea diving, but it's not. Is it Jacques Cousteau?
Right?
No, that is a very obvious guess.
That's where I was going.
But it's another. It makes sense.
All right, let me ask you another. This is the Encyclopedia Britannica, and are all these people that we're looking for? Are they all Brits? Are any of them Brits? Should we just not even think about
some of them are Brits, many of them are not.
Would you do me a favor and give the years once more, please?
Sure. Motion Pictures Direction, 1929. Motion Pictures A Universal Language, 1929. Motion Pictures Makeup, 1929. Motion Pictures Film Production, 1965. Theater, Directing and Acting, that's 1929. Acting, Directing and Production, is 1959. Deep sea diving is 1969, and all those elements, including actinium, berkelium, curium, nobelium, plutonium, 11 others, those were written in the 1950s.
No, go ahead.
That's well, what about acting, directing, and production? Would that be Laurence Olivier?
No.
Okay.
65. So, that's production. Okay, fine.
That was written by somebody who could have even written it in 1929 because he was active then, too. He was active for several decades.
Motion picture direction, 1929. That's, okay. Was this person active after 1929?
You would be better suited to answering that, to be honest. but I would say who was a big directorial name in 1929?
Yeah.
That's so big he's quoted in, or his name is, he's name dropped in movies. As a director.
Well, no, it's not DeMille because...
It is DeMille.
Well,
Cecil
he was
B. DeMille.
Definitely active after 29.
Well, there you go. So you right. answered that. Cecil okay. B. DeMille, 1929.
Which one is this? Direction?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, the person who wrote film production is also a director.
And not a producer?
I think he produced as well, but he was a...
How about David Lean?
No.
Are any of these women...
Yes, as a matter of fact, okay. Motion pictures, a universal language, is women, or is a woman.
Is a woman.
1929.
Mm-hmm. Universal language. Was this person a writer?
No.
Was not a writer.
Well, I mean, she wrote this article. I think she might have actually written...
Adela Rogers St. John?
No. But this person was primarily an actress, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
She had a lead role in the highest-grossing film of the silent era.
Which was, how about Lillian Gish?
It's Lillian Gish.
All right.
First Lady of American Cinema wrote the motion pictures, like the
All right.
overview.
Okay. And Josh, you go ahead.
Okay. I have some questions for you about state quarters. You know, those 50 special edition state quarters. Most of them have a caption on them in addition to the graphic design, and they all say "E pluribus unum," but they have some verbiage, most of them, like New Jersey for some reason says "Crossroads of the Revolution." What are the only two state quarters that have captions that are not in English? That's part one. And part two is, what is the only state quarter with a caption that is not printed in the Latin alphabet?
When you say not in English,
I mean,
you mean
it's in a language that isn't English.
So in other words,
English,
it's
comma,
not,
it is not.
The letters used are not English letters?
No, that's not what I mean. That's what they are.
Like if I said for New York, Excelsior, how would you interpret that?
I don't know. Let me put it this way. Excelsior is not on the New York state quarter.
But I'm just saying that's the motto for New York.
But some of them are not state mottos. None of them are ambiguous about what language they're in. Fortunately for me in this question, there are two that are unambiguously not English. All the rest that there are in English. So which are the only two that are not in English, and which is the only one with a cap? Which is the only state quarter with a caption that is not printed in the Latin, the Roman alphabet or the Latin alphabet?
I'm just trying to figure out what alphabet. Would it be one of the Native American alphabets, or would it just be Greek? So that's,
this is an interesting question.
Yeah,
this is why I thought it was a question worth thinking about.
Is Montana one of them? They have a Spanish motto.
It is not Montana.
Okay.
Well, what about California? Is Eureka on there?
No.
Okay.
I forget what it says on California, but it wasn't anything all that interesting.
Hmm.
So does the fact that it's not in English have anything to do with that it might have been at some point a colony of, say, France? Like Louisiana?
No, that doesn't describe either of these.
Okay. Or is it a Native American thing by any chance?
No.
Okay. All right. So just give the question.
So of the 50 state quarters, almost all of them, not all of them, but most of them have a caption on them in addition to the graphic design and the usual E Pluribus Unum at the bottom. Two of them have captions that are not in English. What are those two? And if you know the captions, that's great. And secondly, what is the only state quarter that has a caption that is not printed in the Latin alphabet or the Roman alphabet?
What about Hawaii as a non-English?
That is one. You're absolutely right. It's the state motto and it's many words long and I can't pronounce it, recite it.
I'm probably wrong about this. How about Alaska?
Not Alaska.
All right.
Vermont?
No, not Vermont. Vermont says the old man of the mountain.
Okay.
And New Mexico?
No. I mean, you're kind of dancing around the right idea, which is it is one of the other one you're looking for is a state motto that's not, it's not esse quam videre and it happens to be one of them. So you got the more interesting one. I don't want you to spend too much time on this, but the other one is interesting.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, just barely. You're a little muddy.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, there you go.
I could call back on a landline.
No, you're okay. Go ahead.
Okay. For the encyclopedia, Max Factor for the makeup.
Oh, what a good guess.
Yeah, that is a good guess. It is not, unfortunately, but that is a great guess.
Okay. And let's see. Somebody said New Mexico. Arizona?
Not Arizona.
Okay. That's all I've got right now.
Well, thank you.
It's still early.
All right. Call back.
Thanks.
All right. We do have some lines open. If you'd like to give us a quick call, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And we will get you on as soon as we can. All right. I'll give you two questions. Only two state capitals border another state. What are they? Only two state U.S. state capitals border another state.
Well, it's not. Don't mind me.
All right.
How do you – you mean just
– the state capital actually borders another state.
Huh. Okay.
All right. So again, only two U.S. state capitals actually border another state. What are those two? With the presidential election coming up this year, I've been waiting for it for 3.5 years. All right. I'm going to ask you a question about California and presidential elections. So who was the first Democrat? There are three parts to this question. Who was the first Democrat to win the presidential election in California? Who was the last Republican to win California in a presidential election?
Oh, is that that's what you meant the first time?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Who was the first?
Who was the first winning Democratic president to win the state of California in a presidential election?
Someone who actually won the general and carrying
right.
California.
Right, right. Who was the first Democratic president to actually win California in a presidential election and win the election?
Right.
Who was the last Republican to actually win California and win the presidential election? And who was the last candidate who was neither a Republican or a Democrat to win California in a presidential election?
Well, the last Republican to carry California, I think that was Reagan.
It was not.
No? Okay.
How about Nixon?
It was not.
Huh.
So, once more, who was the first Democrat to win the state of California in a winning presidential election? Who was the last Republican to win California and go on to win the presidential election? And who was the last candidate who was neither a Democrat or a Republican to win California in a presidential election?
How about for the first Democrat, was it Rutherford B. Hayes?
It was not. He was a Republican.
Oh, he was?
He was.
Oh. So. I did not know that. Okay.
All right. And just to remind you, the first question, what are the only two state capitals that actually border another state? So one side of that city proper borders another state.
Does Lincoln? I can't remember where Lincoln is in Nebraska.
It is not Lincoln, Nebraska. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Marky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
The two state capitals you have in mind are Trenton, New Jersey.
Yes.
And Carson City, Nevada.
That is correct. Very good.
Good. I was going to say Carson City.
Now, as for state quarter that does not have, Latin alphabet, are you thinking Alabama?
That is correct. Give the man a bell and then make him explain why.
It's got Braille on it.
Yes.
Or Helen Keller.
That's exactly right. Well done.
And we're going out on that bet. All right. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And so I'm sorry. So what do you have left for this? Anything?
So one more non-English caption, which, as I told you, it's a state motto, and it's out in the West.
But if you told us the actual language, that would give it away?
No. It's Latin.
Okay. All right. And we have some lines open. Area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. This is Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace from the San Francisco Chronicle, classical music critic Joshua Cosman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And Kira, it is your turn.
Okay. I have a list of 7 songs. I'll give you the list real quick. I'll tell you, it's a list of 7 songs, and each song is based on a piece of classical music. Mm-hmm. So I would like the name of the composer of the classical piece on which these 7 songs are based. So 7 different composers. The first is Barry Manilow, Could It Be Magic? The second is Village People or Pet Shop Boys, Go West. The third is Elvis Presley's I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Fourth is Lana Del Rey, Old Money. The fifth is The Toys, A Lover's Concerto. The sixth is Muse's Plug-In Baby. And finally, Janet Jackson's Someone to Call My Lover. So again, Barry Manilow, Could It Be Magic? Village People Go West. Elvis Presley, I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Lana Del Rey, Old Money. The Toys, A Lover's Concerto. Muse, Plug-In Baby. And Janet Jackson, Someone to Call My Lover.
Not my strong area.
I only got one.
Okay.
It's the one I knew was coming, and that's Could It Be Magic, which is based on one of the Chopin preludes.
Yes, Prelude in C minor.
C minor, right.
Okay.
And I don't know any of these. I know the Elvis song, but I don't.
I was trying to think of that, too.
Do you just not recognize the name, The Toys, A Lover's Concerto?
Nope. I don't recognize The Toys.
I thought you were going to grab that one.
No. I knew the Barry Manilow was going to. That's my era. You know, but the other ones are too hip for me.
I thought you were going to ask something like Full Moon and Empty Arms, or, you know, stuff like that.
Dana's even moldier than I am.
Well,
all right. Well, you know the Village People.
I know YMCA. Okay. I know, you know.
Okay. Don't mind me. Sorry.
Macho Man, but I don't know this one.
He's straight. He doesn't know that stuff.
What's it called? Go West?
Go West.
Go West.
Don't know it.
Or Pet Shop Boys, Go West.
No.
Maybe it's
Leave that to others.
Maybe it's an aria from Girl of the Golden West.
I'm sorry. I think it is. Now I'm confusing myself. No, I know it's Pet Shop Boys, Go West. And I think I might be mixed up. Anyway, but it's still the song Go West. It is based on a piece of classical music. It's based on a piece of classical music that pretty much every song is based on.
The Taco Bell canon.
It is the Taco Bell canon. Yeah.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. The other state quarter with a motto in Latin is Idaho.
Yes, correct. What is it?
I have one in front of me. Esto Perpetua.
Exactly right. Well done.
Thank you. And was George H.W. Bush the last Republican to carry California?
He was, yes.
George H.W. Bush
in
carried
1988,
California?
He did.
Wow.
Yeah, just show was a lousy candidate Dukakis was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
All right, well, that's all I had. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, George H.W. Bush was the last Republican to carry California in 1988. And Josh, you go ahead.
All right. So apparently they're going to announce the Oscar nominations tomorrow morning.
Really?
So I couldn't get in an Oscar question about it because I don't know what it's going to be. But one of the likely candidates for Best Picture is going to be 1917 after its win at the Golden Globes. Now, if 1917 gets nominated for Best Picture, it will be only the second Best Picture nominee ever with a year in its title somewhere. What was the first?
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Wouldn't it be nice if that were true?
Did not get nominated.
No kidding.
So ever to be nominated.
Ever to
not
be
to
nominated.
Win, just be nominated.
Right. Nobody has won.
There was 1942.
And 1942. And I'll give you this hint. 1917, if it gets nominated, will be the only nominee to have the entire title be the year. Mm-hmm. So 1900, Bertolucci, not a nominee either,
right.
Or 1942, as you say.
Did 1490? No. Okay.
So I'm sorry. So 1917 will be the only film with a title that is just a year. Okay.
And only the second one to have a year anywhere in the title. What was the first?
And it was the year that was in the title, the one you're looking for, is a stand apart. So it's not like a part of a
– Right.
Okay.
It's not like Beechwood 7, 8, 3, 6, 9 or something.
All right.
Right. No, it's the actual year and there's a space before and after it.
Did 1776 have more title to it?
No.
Okay.
I mean maybe, but it wasn't –
That was not it. That was it actually.
Okay.
All right. If you tell us how long ago this was, would that help, or can you do it?
It was long ago. This is a Dana question, or even more a Jerry question.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll think about that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed in Massachusetts.
Hi, Ed.
I've got a couple of guesses. The movie, 1984.
Good guess, but not right.
That is a good guess.
I didn't think that was nominated. Good movie, but
with Richard Burton.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Oh, he was evil. I mean, one of the most evil bad guys in all the movies.
Wow,
O'Brien.
I've never seen that. I have to see that. All right.
Let me see the Elvis song. I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Was that a Beethoven theme?
It was not. Beethoven is on. I'm sorry,
I'm
Beethoven
sure
is
Beethoven's
not on my list.
On the list.
He's not actually.
He's not.
I misspoke. He's not.
I was waiting. There's a Billy Joel song, and I forget which one it is, but there's a Billy Joel song that is a Beethoven melody.
Oh.
And I was waiting for you to come out with that one. I can't even remember the title right now.
Yeah.
I think those were my guesses. I don't. The state motto someone else just got, and I'm clueless tonight. Those are the ones I was going to guess. I've got a question for you guys.
I was hoping you'd say that.
That I like this question. It's not long. It's just got one answer, but I like it. I've got five movie titles. What do they all have in common? Not the title. What do the movies have
okay.
in common?
All right. Yeah.
Animal House, Leonard Part 6, True Grit, The Ten Commandments, and Catwomen of the Moon.
Is it important for us to know which True Grit you're talking about?
Yeah, right.
It's the original.
Okay. And what was the fourth one? I'm sorry.
The Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments. Is there...
And Catwomen of the Moon.
Right. There is not an actor that is in common with all of these, is there?
No.
Do togas play a big part in True Grit or Catwomen on the Moon?
No togas okay. in True Grit.
Would it be... Does it have anything to do with the fact that they are some people's last movies? No, they're not,
no.
actually. Okay, don't mind me.
The only actor I can think in Catwoman of the Moon is Sonny Tufts. But I don't think it's about Sonny Tufts.
I don't know what Catwoman of the Moon is.
It's like mid-50s. Crap.
Animal House.
Animal House.
Leonard Part 6. Nobody saw Leonard Part 6.
Right. So give us some... Give us some kind of hint, like a way to frame it just a little.
Well, here's a hint. I could have given you a list of about 70 other titles as well.
Oh. So these are all movies that were shot in the United States?
Yeah.
Something more specific than that.
Right.
Something more specific.
So why did you pick these out of the 70?
As soon as I saw Catwomen of the Moon on that list, I thought that was great.
Uh-huh.
And the others were just sort of random.
Got it.
So is this something to do with a personnel? Is this a personnel issue? In other words, like an actor or a producer or a director? Or, I know it's not the same director for any of them. But
it is a personnel issue, yes.
Does it have anything to do with the actors? Maybe each of them has a role that they played later on?
The actors.
Okay. Not the actors.
Is there one creative person who was involved in all of these?
That's the answer.
Yeah.
It's
Edith Head.
Oh. No, costume designer for Animal House. Was that Edith Head, was
no,
it?
No.
No, because that was... Deborah Nadelman did Animal House, but
okay.
I don't know... If she did any of these, probably not.
No. I was just going with Edith Head as being the go-to sort of.
You're on the right track. It's someone of that caliber.
Is it
the score?
Yes.
Is it the score? And it's
is it Elmer Bernstein?
It is Elmer Bernstein.
That's right. That's right. Of course.
His list of movies is just so wide-ranging. It's
right.
incredible.
That's amazing.
Last thing I want to say, everybody should go see 1917. I saw it last night. It's just an incredible film.
Good. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Good night.
Okay. So is it your turn?
It's your turn.
Is it? Okay. I have two long questions, so if you don't mind, I'm going to ask them both because
sure.
I want to use the half an hour.
It's your show.
One is sort of geared a little bit toward you.
Okay.
And then one is geared toward you both. So I've been sitting on this for a while. Now, keep in mind this deals with the year 2017 to 2018. So what are the 10 most performed pieces of orchestral classical music played by United States symphonic orchestras in that year? None of them are American. I will tell you this.
That goes without saying.
So what are the 10 most performed pieces of symphonic classical music played in America between 2017 and 2018 by any major symphonic orchestra? And none of them are American. I'll give you a couple guesses if you want.
You want to start, Kara?
No, I'd just be guessing. I have no well of knowledge.
I'm guessing
here.
Too, but you,
everybody's guessing.
You can pick the couple top ones, right? I mean,
no, I'll let you pick them for me.
Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
No.
Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
No.
See, I
Toccata and
clearly Fury. I got nothing. Tchaikovsky Fifth.
No.
All right. It's just these are just random guesses now.
Handel's Water Music.
No.
Okay.
So what are the 10 most performed pieces of symphonic classical music by the leading orchestras in the United States between 2017 and 2018? This comes from the American League of
Pictures at an Exhibition by Mussorgsky, Ravel.
That is Pictures at an Exhibition. That is correct. That is one.
Okay.
Very good. All right.
Finally.
All right. Think about that. Second question. All right. These are unusual words that begin with V. I'm going to give you the meaning, and you tell me what the word is. Remember, they all begin with the letter V, as in victory.
How many are there?
There are 7. Number 1, an old leaping dance. Number 2, nimble-witted. Number 3, a Polish provincial governor. Number 4, a artificial enclosure for keeping animals. Number 5, egg yolk. Number 6, a carriage with seats facing one another. And number 7, green, the color. So again, these are all fairly unusual words that begin with the letter V. Here are the meanings. Number 1, an old leaping dance. Number 2, nimble-witted. Number 3, a Polish provincial governor. Number 4, an enclosure for keeping animals. Number 5, egg yolk. Number 6, a carriage with seats facing one another. And number 7, green. Remember, all the answers begin with the letter V.
I guess I'll start with green. Are you looking for maybe verdant? Verdant?
No.
Okay, vermilion?
I was going to say verdant, too. I think you'd be hard-pressed to reject that as a...
It's
that's what it means.
Yeah.
Right, I understand. But this is you've a bright green, but no, it's that's not quite
and,
it.
And you're not thinking of... the other word I just said.
You just said vermilion.
Thank you.
But
it is
not vermilion either.
Is that not green? Is that green?
This is red. This is a 5-letter word.
Oh, no, you're right. It is.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't mind me.
That's all right.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's what I had. Is a leaping dance, is that a volta?
It is a volta. Nice. Very good.
By egg yolk, do you maybe mean vitro?
Vitrumen?
You're very close.
Vitru something.
Yeah.
We're not getting any closer though. Tell us.
It's vitellus.
Okay. Oh.
Vitellus is the egg.
We weren't that close.
Yes, an old leaping dance is volta. That's correct.
And is the art for an enclosure for animals, is that something, would that be a vivarium?
It is a vivarium, yes.
Huh. I sort of made that up, but it sounded plausible.
Yes. Very good. All right. That's
okay,
it.
Good.
So, again, these are all unusual words that begin with the letter V. The ones we have left are nimble-witted. The next is Polish provisional governor.
Provincial.
Provincial, I'm sorry. Polish provincial governor. Then a carriage with seats facing one another. And then green, the color green, a bright green, actually. And the first question was, what are the 10 most performed pieces of classical music played by American symphonic orchestras? And this is between 2017 and 2018, which is the last year they had to really do this list. And this is from the League of American Orchestras.
So I'm going to take another shot. Is Rite of Spring on there?
It is not.
Okay.
And I'm going to look here, and I'm going to tell you that I don't, with the one possible exception, none of them were written in the 20th century.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
So, and the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to thank you for letting me be a part of the show. My friend Gail Onion enjoys it so much. This is Pun up by the Oakland Zoo.
Oh.
And when you guys were talking about 1917 earlier, I got a cold flush because I have a 1917 question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was this. 1917, if it were to win, would be the third film with a World War One theme, which would have won the Best Picture Oscar. So there are two films that have won the Best Picture Oscar, which are thematically about World War One.
Well, All Quiet on the Western Front.
All Quiet on the Western Front is the one that
very good.
We both went to right away.
Grand Illusion. Grand Illusion was nominated, and that deals with
nominated,
World War
One. Yes.
But he's asking
it has to have won.
Actual winners.
Let me help you with one thing. The best, this will give it to you guys, but the Best Picture designation was retroactive.
Is it Wings?
Yes, because it was named Outstanding Picture.
Right, right.
And then they went back. Right. By the way, I'm sure Summer of 42 is not the film that...
Good guess, but no.
Yeah.
And Carriage, my grandfather would have guessed Wagon, but I'm sure that...
Not that, no.
I do want to go in a different direction for you because you guys, you folks are so creative in your thinking. Just before Christmas in 1954, Ronald Herrick gave his twin brother Richard a gift, which was history-making at the time. And your question is, what is the gift that twin Ronald gave to twin Richard in 1954?
Was this an organ of some kind?
Yeah.
Very good, and it was?
I was going to actually say blood originally, but a liver, perhaps?
Close, but not
kidney,
there.
Then? Kidney?
Kidney. Okay. Well done.
Nice.
Thank you all for this marvelous intellectual repast, as it were. And I hope that you have a good evening.
Thank Thanks. You. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Kira?
All right. The 14th edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica included several notable contributors. I'll give you the title of the encyclopedia entry. You tell me the name of the person who wrote it. The ones we have left are Motion Pictures Film Production, written in 1965, Motion Pictures Makeup, written in 1929, Theater, Directing and Acting, written in 1929. Acting, Directing and Production, written in 1959. Deep Sea Diving, written in 1969. And finally, Actinium, Berkelium, Curium, Nobelium, Plutonium, and 11 others, all written in the 1950s. Also, I have a list of songs that are based on pieces of classical music. So I will give you the name of a song. You tell me the composer whose piece that these songs are based on. The first is Elvis Presley's I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Second is Lana Del Rey, Old Money. The third is The Toys, A Lover's Concerto. Fourth is Muse, Plug In Baby. And fifth, Janet Jackson's Someone to Call My Lover.
I'm just wondering what is the only movie so far, and which may change tomorrow with 1917, but so far the only movie to have been nominated for a Best Picture Oscar that has a year in its title somewhere. I'll tell you, since we're coming along here, that it was released in 1935, if that helps. That's all I got.
Oh, okay. All right. And what... Let's see. Who was the first winning Democratic presidential candidate to win the state of California in the election? And who was the last candidate to win the state of California in a presidential election and not be either a Republican or a Democrat?
A successful candidate?
Not a successful candidate.
Teddy Roosevelt, then.
That is correct.
Okay.
In 1912. So again, all we have left on that is who was the first winning Democratic presidential candidate to win the state of California in an election. And let's see. Just quickly, what are the 10 most performed pieces according to the League of American Orchestras? played by American Symphonic Orchestras between 2017 and 2018, in other words, one season. What are the 10 most commonly played classical pieces for those orchestras? And I gave you a list of unusual words that start with V. I gave you the meaning, and I want you to tell me what the word is. The ones we have left are nimble-witted, Polish provincial governor, carriage with seats facing one another, and green, a bright green. So,
oh, virid?
That is correct.
Oh.
Very good. Good for you. That's the bright green.
Yeah.
And, all right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. So I have a musical question.
All right.
What do the musical dramatic composers Berlioz, Wagner, and Frank Lesser have in common?
Hmm. Well, let's think about this. My problem is the only thing I know about Lesser is Guys and Dolls. And I know he wrote other shows, and I don't know what they are because it's not really my...
Is it something to do with a character in their operas or a Broadway show?
No, it has nothing to do with the names or characters in their operas.
Okay.
Or musical theater works.
Let me put... Oh.
Nothing to do with it.
So it's not their work at all? It's a biographical?
No, it's about their work.
Oh, right.
It's an unusual feature of their work.
I got to just ask, like, will I...
Should I know
other pieces besides Guys and Dolls to be able to answer this?
You don't need to know other pieces besides Guys and Dolls.
Okay. Thank you for spotting that.
Did they all traditionally conduct their own work? But I know Wagner would
and
Berlioz.
I don't believe that Frank Lesser conducted his own work.
Okay. Huh. Okay.
I
could give you a big hint.
Give us a hint.
Yeah,
because we're not getting very far on this. Right. I like the shape of it.
In what manner were their works composed? That's unusual.
Oh, is it that they wrote the lyrics and the music both?
Yes, that is.
Okay. Good. That's nice. Good question. Thank you.
Thank you.
And he's gone.
All right.
I like that.
And let's see. Whose turn was it? Kira, I think it's your turn. I may be wrong, but go ahead.
Sure. So a couple weeks ago, I had some closing lines of movies. I have two more for you. They're kind of a pair. I like them. Also, it's totally pandering to you. Mm-hmm. So here are the closing lines from two movies. Which movies do they close? The first is Nobody's Perfect. And the second, I Was Perfect.
Well, Josh can answer that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nobody's Perfect is Joey Brown at the end of Some Like It Hot.
Correct.
But I don't know the other one.
The other one is, once more?
I Was Perfect.
Oh, wait, it's ringing a bell. Wait a minute. It's about a performance.
It was about a performance.
How long ago was this?
This century.
I feel like there's some
comedy.
Well, no, I was perfect. I feel like there's some kind of trans thing going on. I
will give you no clues about this because I am certain there's at least one person who can call in with the answer to
this.
All
right. Well, let's let that person take the bell.
All right. So closing line to a movie, I Was Perfect.
Kiss of the Spider Woman?
No.
Okay.
Don't know.
Right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
For the carriage, I'm thinking Barouche, but that's B.
All right.
But there's a type of Barouche, I think it's called a Victoria.
No, that's a good guess because it starts with a V, but no.
Okay. On the music question, there's got to be some Mahler in there, isn't there?
There is no Mahler.
No Mahler, okay. All right. Well, I have a question.
Yes.
I want to know which is the larger number, the human population of the Earth or the average number of cells in the human brain?
Let's go with the average number of cells.
The cells, I think, by far, right?
By far, yeah.
Yeah.
100 billion.
Yeah.
And there's about 7.8 billion humans on the Earth right now. In the 200,000-year history of humans, when were there 1 billion humans? How long ago? How many years?
I'm going to go with, I don't think it was more than 200 years ago.
Oh, I was going to say
you
100.
You got it. 200. Right on. 200 years.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right. Good night.
And Josh, your turn.
Okay, I've got one more state quarter question, and then we'll be done with state quarters. One of the rules in the designs of the state quarters was that you weren't allowed to have a portrait of a living person, and all of the quarters abided by strictly the letter of that law. But there's one state quarter that kind of pushes the boundary a little bit because it includes a depiction of it's not a portrait itself, but it's clearly intended as a depiction of two famous natives of that state who were at the time quite alive. What state quarter is that, and who are the people depicted?
Are the two natives, they're completely identified with each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they musicians?
They are not musicians.
And okay.
So it's not actually a portrait of these people. You can't tell that it's them, but it's clearly that's
Ohio.
And?
Astronauts.
Correct.
There you go.
Well done. Good.
Yay, I got one tonight.
Woohoo!
Yay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. I just wanted to ask if Linus Pauling was one of the authors of the encyclopedia articles.
That's a fantastic guess, and oddly enough, the one that was Linus Pauling is the one I knocked off the list, so he's not on this list.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
All right.
What did he write?
He wrote four on a variety of topics, of scientific topics. I'm trying to think of what they were now. One of them had to do with water. One of them had to do with chemistry.
Oh.
Yeah, four scientific topics. One of them was resonance of sound. I don't remember, but sorry, not Pauling. My bad.
I wonder if it's a physicist then. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Tom in Southern California.
Hey,
hello.
Tom. Hi.
Hi. Let's see. The best picture year.
Yeah.
Did you get that yet?
No, you're the first.
1 million years B.C.
No, no.
No, terrible
movie,
but not somehow not just right passed right over by the Oscar nominating committee.
Yeah, was it something like Gold Diggers of 1933?
It is something very like that, although not exactly that. But you're very much in the right ballpark.
Ah, okay.
I think you're going to give Dana the.
I think Dana.
Then it's the Broadway Melody of 1936.
That is correct. All right. Well done. I'm going to say that was an assist and a
push. It was
an
assist.
Yeah, I'll take 100% credit for that. Why not? For the most performed classical, how about Handel's Messiah?
Not Handel's Messiah.
Oh. Tchaikovsky Nutcracker Suite?
There is Tchaikovsky on there twice, but not the Nutcracker Suite.
Yeah.
Or Peter and the Wolf?
Not Peter and the Wolf.
Hmm. How about Bolero Ravel?
Not Bolero Ravel.
No. Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2?
No Rachmaninoff.
All right. And you said no Mahler. That's
no Mahler, no.
Yeah, I hear No. 2 all the time. First winning Democrat in California, is that maybe Truman?
It's not Truman.
I was perfect. I'll go off. Is that the crying game, maybe?
No.
Going off of no, okay.
No, it's not.
I don't think I have anything else. I looked up the baby names that were given out in 2018,
mm-hmm.
According to the Social Security Administration. So these are names that are also names of states. So what is the number one baby name? And also, what is the one that is most evenly divided between males and females?
Among the state names?
Among the state names.
Now, are we counting Dakota, even though that's not the full name of the state, but a super popular baby name?
We can. That was number one.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Or that was number one. If you want to go for the number one for the actual full state name, I've got that also.
Okay. I think, no.
Washington?
No. No, Washington is actually pretty low.
So does this, I'm sorry, did they all have to be divided between male and female, or just...
No, it was two different questions.
Two different questions, okay.
So
two different questions, correct.
I think Georgia was a popular name.
Yeah, Georgia was the most popular, next to Dakota, that's right.
Give her a bell.
Yeah, it was like 1,400, roughly.
Okay.
All right.
Virginia.
Well, I thought of Virginia, but that's very old school. That's
Virginia was pretty popular.
So Georgia is up. Georgia is the one you were looking for the most popular, and now we're looking for the one that's most evenly divided between boys and girls.
Right. I'll say there are not very many. It's 26 boys and 30 girls.
Hannah, Montana. Ours, Montana.
How about Illinois?
No, Montana's pretty close. They had 97 versus 112.
How about Illinois?
No, Illinois didn't make the list. No kids named Illinois.
Indiana?
Not. Indiana was pretty well divided, but not the closest.
Gosh.
Yeah, this is hard. I don't.
Carolina? No, it has to be South or North Carolina.
Yeah, I'll say it's not a name that you would think would have to.
No, clearly it's one of these. It's. Are people naming their child Maine
or Nevada?
No.
Nevada. I bet that's right.
Oh, that's a good name. But no Nevadas. I was kind of shocked on that.
I keep thinking about state names that end in A and then thinking, no one would give that to a boy.
It does not end in A.
It does not end in
A. My name ends in A.
Well,
it does end in a vowel.
Yeah. But,
it does end in a vowel. Okay.
Yeah, but that vowel could be E, so that's not really a great – that's not –
It's Tennessee, of course.
It is Tennessee.
Once you think of it, it has to be. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good.
I was shocked to see that there are also five boys named Zizix last year.
Oh, no.
And seven named Ukiah. So there you go. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Eid. So I only have one question for you, which is, I actually heard it on Wait, Don't Tell Me this morning. And I could not believe the answer. The question is, the Egyptian pharaoh, his name is spelled Sesostris. I guess you call it Sesostris the Third. After defeating what is now Sudan, southern of Egypt, defeating these people, he put statues of this thing all across the border. What kind of a statue it was? Statue of what?
Was it phallic?
No.
Was it a living thing?
Part of a living thing.
Part of a living thing.
Well, yeah.
It was a statue of his junk.
Answer, actually. It was an insult. It was a tremendous... That man hated the Ethiopian. Tremendous. Lot of writing. So he erected a bunch of statues of part of a human body all across the border of Egypt.
A foot?
No.
A butt?
No.
We don't know.
Is it an internal organ?
No. He actually was very close to it. He said something opposite to what he said a minute ago.
The
male portion of it.
Was it female genitalia?
But just say the word. He said
was it a vagina?
Yes.
Okay.
It is tremendous. Tremendous. Okay. Good to listen to talk to you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
What an insult.
Well, it was a map of Tasmania. They just misunderstood.
So I guessed Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony, and you said Tchaikovsky's on there twice, so I'm going to now guess Fourth and Sixth Symphonies.
No.
Really? Neither one of those?
Neither one. I'm sorry. Well, there are two Tchaikovskys I said on there.
Yeah, but they're not any of the symphonies then.
No. So what are the logical choices then?
Swan Lake.
I would have said Nutcracker, but you said no.
I would have said...
Oh, Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, 1812 Overture? No, nobody's playing 1812 Overture.
I would have said this one first, before I thought of anything else. I would have said the
Tchaikovsky?
Yeah.
Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty. Huh. I don't know.
All right. What is the Tchaikovsky piece you've heard played most, probably?
Me? The Fourth Symphony.
Really? Okay. Mm,
probably, but that's just because they
play it. What's the second? Yeah. What's the piece you have?
No, I hear the symphonies. That's where I go with this. Is it the first piano concerto?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. And then there's another, as I said, another Czech.
Oh, the violin concerto.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we kind of didn't think about concertos enough.
All right. So, there you go. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hi, Greg.
Yay! My question's getting answered.
I was perfect. That is the lovely Natalie Portman.
Oh.
Nina Sayers in Black Swan.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, that's his favorite movie.
It was my Dana and Greg.
I was perfect. Yeah.
Yay!
All right, thanks.
And then she died.
Hey, well, some of us haven't seen it.
Spoilers.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
I have some answers maybe for the 10 best musical. Anyways.
Yes.
Okay, Beethoven's 7th?
Yes.
Okay. Mozart's Overture to the Marriage of Figaro?
No Mozart.
No Mozart.
No.
Wagner's Overture to the Meistersingers?
No Wagner.
Okay. Strauss's Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks?
No Strauss.
Elgar's Variations?
No Elgar.
Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony?
No Mendelssohn.
I give up. Well, I got one.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
How about Beethoven's 4th Piano Concerto?
Yes. There you go.
Did anybody guess Vivaldi yet?
No Vivaldi.
Seasons? Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. This is Mo from Oakland calling in Pacifica. And
Pacifica represent.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm going to guess on the 10 most composed pieces.
Or most, 10 most played classical pieces. Right, there
yeah.
you go. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say Stravinsky, Rite of Spring, or Firebird.
No Stravinsky.
No Stravinsky. Wow, okay. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
I got to wrap it up in like 5 seconds, but go ahead. If you got another guess, go ahead.
I have no more guesses.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry I have to run here. I apologize for that. Thank you. And all right, time to clean up. What do you got, Karen?
All right. Motion Pictures film production was written by Alfred Hitchcock. Motion Pictures makeup by Lon Chaney.
Oh.
Theater, directing, and acting was written by Stanislavski. Acting, directing, and production, that was Lee Strasberg. Deep sea diving, Jacques Picard. And all those elements, those were written by Glenn Seaborg, who did not write about Seaborgium,
How modest of her.
All right. So Elvis Presley, I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. That is based on Jean-Paul Egide Martini's Plaisir d'Amour. Lana Del Rey's Old Money, that is Nino Rota's Romeo and Juliet. The Toys, A Lover Concerto is Bach's Minuet in G. Muse's Plug-in Baby is Bach's Toccata and Fugue. And Janet Jackson's Someone to Call My Lover is Eric Satie's Gymnopédie.
I got nothing. I'm
all right.
Tapped out.
And the first Democrat to win California in a winning presidential election was James Buchanan in 1856. The unusual words that start with V, a nimble-witted is voluble. Polish provincial governor Voivode. A carriage with seats facing one another vis-a-vis. And I think that was it for that.
We've got 5 of the 10. I want to know the other 5.
All right. The pieces of classical music most performed, Brahms Symphony No. 1, Liszt Piano Concerto No. 1, Berlioz Symphony Fantastique, Sibelius Violin Concerto, and Brahms Symphony No. 4. So, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosmos from San Francisco Chronicle. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Please join us next Sunday. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.